In Eidsvoll, Norway, Swedish star Andreas Vanebo and American Rebecca Dussault are the winter triathlon champions. In the women's race, a major upset for Europeans as US athlete Rebecca Dussault from Gunnison, Colorado, entered her name into the record books as the first non-European athlete in the 14-year history of the sport to take an elite world championship title. Gunnison, whose previous best was a bronze at last year's World Championships, led from the start of the race to claim a comfortable victory. At the start of the race, the American duo of Rebecca Dussault and Emma Gerard set the pace, taking the lead from defending champion Karina Walsh from Austria. Coming into the first transition, it was Gerard and Dussault, followed 25 seconds back by the Russian Ulia Surikova. Disaster struck Gerard on the second lap of the bike when a flat tire effectively ended her chances of getting a medal. However, her teammate Dussault maintained the lead from the Russian. On the final lap of the bike, Dussault made her move and broke away from the Russian Surikova, having about a 50-meter lead into transition two. Local girl Tranes was about a minute behind the leaders, followed by Walsh. However, the day's drama and controversy was being provided by Surikova because she was disqualified from the race for receiving nutrition from outside a designated zone during the bike leg. Meanwhile, Dussault extended her lead to a minute with a quick transition, and the American, who represented the USA at the 2006 Winter Olympics in cross-country skiing and narrowly missed out on qualifying for the Vancouver 2010 Olympics, entered the final leg in confident form. Another surprise came from behind in Tatiana Karachina, a relatively unknown Russian athlete who clocked the fastest ski of the day. The Russian gained time every lap, making her way into second position in the elite race. Hannah Torres held on to claim third spot and the bronze, with Mia having a great ski leg to finish in fourth. Dussault commented after the victory that she was delighted and glad to overcome last year's problems with her skis and a flat tire. In the men's race, Norway had won the previous three World Championship titles, but three-time European champion Andreas Vanebo was the favourite. He took the lead after the first lap of the bike and never looked back to win his first ever world title over the reigning champion Bjørnstad. The Russian Pavel Andreev took the bronze, a repeat of his European Championship performance 1 week earlier. Out of the race, a tightly packed bunch of men all stayed together on the initial run leg, with a group of about eight athletes leading the pace towards the first transition. The pack included Andreas Vanebo, Arne Post, Pavel Andreev, Maxim Kuzmin, Daniel Antonioli, Evgeny Kirillov, and Konstantin Lavrentiev. Svanebo and Andreev exited the first transition zone side by side to begin the four-lap 10-kilometer bike leg. The pair were followed by Post, Kuzmin, Antonioli, and Laurentiev. Svanebo and Andreev stayed together on the bike until the third lap, when the Swede began to slowly break away, putting a 15-second gap between himself and the young Russian. Maxim Kuzmin worked alone on the bike, trying to catch the leaders. Former world champion Arne Post suffered on the bike, losing time to the leading group. Bjørnstad and Kirillov worked together to bridge the gap on Post. After the final back lap, Svanebo had stretched the lead on Andreev to 35 seconds. Kuzmin was another 25 seconds back, followed by Bjørnstad and Antonioli. Laurentiev, Bauer, and Post came into the second transition from bike to ski together almost 2 minutes behind the leader. Svanebo never looked back once he got on the cross-country skiing leg and held his lead all the way to the finish line to complete an emphatic victory. Bjørnstad took the silver and Andreev held on to finish in third. This is Simon Gamm reporting on the Winter World Championships in Eidsvoll, Norway.